were hooded by long lashes, and an alabaster complexion was surrounded by chin-length straight black hair. Her lips had been painted bright red, and I flatter myself that she did so to honor me. She must have been in her early 20s, wearing a clingy black dress with spaghetti straps that crisscrossed over a smooth, creamy back. A lovely back to complement a lovely front. Full breasts that spilled out of a plunging neckline. She could have stepped out from a page of my history. I saw her as a sultry hostess in a 1920s Berlin cabaret. Immediately, I wanted to take her to a room and liberate one of those luscious tits, sucking on it for hours. I even thought about making love to her. Back then, it would have been possible. Not easy, but possible. Now, at my advanced age, even with the advent of the little blue pills, some things are better left in the perfect world of imagination. What exactly did I mean by painting in all those reds? Many critics have pondered and analyzed my art. The consensus is that given my background, growing up in a city consumed by horrible events, disarray and death, how could I not express my soul in the color of blood? Then there are some who liken my reds to Picasso's blues, a different interpretation, if you will. No matter that the master was years older than I, and had painted his teals and slates while I was still in diapers. Why let logic interfere with facile thinking? Finally, there are the mavericks who say that I paint in red because red is the color of shame. The last point is well taken. When one is embarrassed, one turns red. The greater the embarrassment, the deeper the infusion of color. It is the shame of my generation, of a people who accepted genocide as the most expedient way to restore the fatherland to purity and greatness. I paint in red because the children of my homeland, the children of my generation, must carry the burden of shame and guilt for their elders' unspeakable acts. This is the real German shame. Ah, but this is not the German shame I remember. The German shame of my childhood was the shame of having to endure the injustices heaped on us good folk by the November criminals and the hated Versailles Treaty. The degradation of being bullied by the leaders of the Weimar Republic, those good-for-nothing Prussians who looked down their noses at Bavaria and all of the Süddeutschland. I must explain. It is simple. Germany didn't really lose the Great War. We lost because the hated fates conspired against us. The bloody Kommunisten, the licentious Americans, the impetuous warmongering Serbs, and most of all, the ugly, evil Jews with their hook noses and inferior bloodlines and their pernicious cabals and conspiracies to take over the world. Why should we take responsibility for a debacle that should have been settled internally by the Austrians, for a disaster that was not of our creation? And if, because of misinformation, you actually considered Germany a defeated country, think again. It wasn't we Bavarians who were defeated. No battles were waged on our soil, so how could the losses be attributed to us? No, you see, the responsibility and guilt do not lie with Bavaria in the south, but instead with the hated Prussians up north and the despised Weimar Republic with its heinous rules and regulations, and the foreigners who carved up our beloved country. This is the shame that I remember, that inferior minds were allowed to control our land. We Bavarians did not need Prussia and its ridiculous experiment of American democracy. Nor did we need the Soviets tutoring us about the ideals of communismus. We needed the restoration of our beloved Wittelsbach monarchy, although we knew that wasn't going to happen, not with the Prussians at the helm. So, in lieu of a king, Germany would accept a dictatorial leader who would take from us the shame of defeat and lead us back to glory. And didn't the fatherland find the perfect Führer, the anointed one, who would erase the humiliation of ignoble failure and eradicate the abasement suffered by the people of the Aryan race? That is the shame I remember. That is a shame.